Titus. Chapter 1. From Paul, the slave of God and the messenger of Jesus Christ. I have been sent to bring faith to those God has chosen and to teach them to know God's truth, the kind of truth that changes lives so that they can have eternal life, which God promised them before the world began, and he cannot lie. 3. And now in his own good time he has revealed this good news and permits me to tell it to everyone. God our Savior commanded that I be allowed to do this work for him. 4:2, Titus, who is truly my son in the affairs of the Lord. May God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior give you his blessings and his peace. 5. I left you there on the island of Crete so that you could do whatever was needed to make each of its churches strong, and I asked you to appoint pastors in every city who would follow the instructions I gave you. 6. The men you choose must be well thought of for their good lives, they must have only one wife, and their children must love the Lord and not have a reputation for being wild or disobedient to their parents. 7. These pastors must be men of blameless lives because they are God's ministers. They must not be proud, not impatient, they must not be drunkards or fighters or greedy for money. 8. They must enjoy having guests in their homes and must love all that is good. They must be sensible men and fair. They must be clean-minded and level-headed. 9. Their belief in the truth which they have been taught must be strong and steadfast, so that they will be able to teach it to others and show those who disagree with them where they are wrong. 10. For there are many who refuse to obey. This is especially true among those who say that all Christians must obey the Jewish laws. But this is foolish talk. It blinds people to the truth. 11. And it must be stopped because by it whole families are turned away from the grace of God. Those who teach like that are after your money. 12. One of their own men, a prophet born in Crete, has said about them, "These men of Crete are all liars, they are like animals, lazy and living only to fill their stomachs." 13. And this is true. So speak to them as sternly as necessary to make them strong in the faith. 14. And to stop them from listening to Jewish folk tales and the demands of men who have turned their back on the truth. 15. A person who is pure of heart sees goodness and purity in everything, but a person whose own heart is evil and untrusting finds evil in everything, for his dirty mind and rebellious heart color all he sees and hears. 16. Such persons claim they know God, but from seeing the way they act, one knows they don't. They are rotten and disobedient, worthless so far as doing anything good is concerned. Chapter 2. But as for you, speak up for the right living that goes along with true Christianity. 2. Teach the older men to be serious and unruffled, they must be sensible, they must know and believe the truth and do all things with love and patience. 3. Teach the older women to be quiet and respectful in everything they do. They must not go around speaking evil of others and must not be heavy drinkers, but they should be teachers of goodness. 4. These older women must train the younger women to live quietly, to love their husbands and their children. 5. And to be sensible and clean-minded, spending their time in their own homes, being kind and obedient to their husbands, so that the Christian faith can't be spoken against by those who know them. 6. In the same way, urge the young men to behave carefully, taking life seriously. 7. And here you yourself must be an example to them of good deeds of every kind. Let everything you do reflect your love of the truth and the fact that you are in dead earnest about it. 8. Your conversation should be so sensible and logical that anyone who wants to argue will be ashamed of himself, because there won't be anything to criticize in anything you say. 9. Urge slaves to obey their masters and do all they can to satisfy them. They must not answer back. 10. Nor steal, but must show themselves to be entirely trustworthy. In this way they will make people want to believe in our Savior and God. 11. For the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. 12. And along with this gift comes the realization that God wants us to turn from godless living and from sinful pleasures and to live good, God-fearing lives day after day. 13. Looking forward to that time when His glory shall be seen, the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. 14. Who died under God's judgment against our sins, so that He could rescue us from constant falling into sin and make us His very own people, with cleansed hearts and real enthusiasm for doing kind things for others. 15. You must teach these things and encourage your people to do them, correcting them, when necessary, as one who has every right to do so. Don't let anyone think that what you say is not important. Chapter 3. Remind your people to obey the government and its officers, and to be always obedient and ready for any honest work. 2. They must not speak evil of anyone, nor quarrel, but be gentle and truly courteous to all. 3. Once we were foolish and disobedient ourselves, we were misled by others and slaves to many evil pleasures and wicked desires. Our lives were full of resentment and envy. We hated others and they hated us. 4. But when the time came for the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior to appear. 5. Then He saved us not because we were good enough to be saved, but because of His kindness and pity by washing away our sins and giving us the new joy of the indwelling Holy Spirit. 6. Whom He poured out upon us with wonderful fullness and all because of what Jesus Christ our Savior did. 7. In order that He could declare us good in God's eyes, but only because of His kindness, and now we can share in the wealth of the eternal life He gives us, and we are eagerly looking forward to receiving it. 8. These things I have told you are all true. Insist on them so that Christians will be careful to do good deeds all the time, for this is not only right, but it brings results. 9. Don't get involved in arguing silly questions and queer theological ideas. Keep out of arguments and quarrels about obedience to Jewish laws, for this kind of thing isn't worthwhile, it does harm. 10. If anyone is causing divisions among you, he should be given a first and second warning. After that, have nothing more to do with him. 11. For such a person has a wrong sense of values. He is sinning and knows it. 12. I am planning to send either Artemas or Tychicus to you. As soon as one of them arrives, please try to meet me at Nicopolis as quickly as you can, for I have decided to stay there for the winter. 13. Do everything you can to help Zenas the lawyer and Apollos with their trip. See that they are given everything they need. 14. For our people must learn to help all who need their assistance, that their lives will be fruitful. 15. Everybody here sends greetings. Please say hello to all of the Christian friends there. May God's blessings be with you all. Sincerely, Paul.